Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Home or away, catch all the MLB action this season with live and on-demand content across all your devices. Enjoy MLB Big Inning, select pregame and postgame coverage, and an expanded library of highlights and content. Never miss a moment of the action with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Home or away, catch all the MLB action this season with live and on-demand content across all your devices. Enjoy MLB Big Inning, select pregame and postgame coverage, and an expanded library of highlights and content. Never miss a moment of the action with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv. Blackout and other restrictions apply.
It's our hump show. We are past the football weekend, and yet we are on the cusp of another football weekend. Whether you are college, whether you are pro, whether you are all things football, I always feel like our Tuesday night show is a bit of the calm before the storm, because then we get into Wednesday night and, okay, here, we're ramping up again. And actually, we've got a couple of really cool guests planned for the rest of the week, football guests. And so that'll be kind of fun to look at what's already happened and look ahead. Injuries obviously starting to affect various teams. And so we're going to get to that coming up too. An extended edition of QB news this hour, even as we spent the whole first hour on baseball, pretty much. How about that? We know how to work it in. We know how to diversify and diversify and multitask here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Again, thinking of those of you who are in the path of Hurricane Ian, as it's getting very close to the Gulf Coast of Florida. Now, the rain, literally the swath of Hurricane Ian, and the rain is already essentially covering Central Florida on south. There's rain from just north of Miami all the way up into the Orlando area. I mean, this is a very large path of rain, which means wind and storm surge. The eye of the hurricane is what they talk about when they're referring to the storm making landfall. So that eye is getting closer to the Gulf Coast and should be making its way over land, a little bit south of Tampa. It's not quite Tampa. It's between Fort Myers and Tampa. But even now, the rain is pounding Key West, for instance, as I say, parts of Miami, and then all the way up into Central Florida. There's just large tracts of green. And then you've got the potential, as the eye gets closer, you've got the potential for tornadoes. There's tornado warnings up and down. There are mandatory evacuations underway. The storm surge is expected to be well over 7 feet, not to mention the fact that you're talking about potentially 2 feet of water. And I don't mean storm surge. I mean 2 feet of water coming from the sky and coming from the storm. So yeah, raining. Tampa's still dry, but raining in Orlando, raining in Fort Myers, raining in Miami, raining in Key West. There's a lot of water and a lot of winds. And already we've seen thousands of flights get canceled. And we've seen various, I don't just mean sporting events, but various events either canceled or postponed or moved. A lot of people having to change their plans. Although I'd say we've been pretty blessed to this point with this hurricane season. I know it's end of September, and generally September is considered to be one of the more dangerous months. It really hasn't been the type of hurricane season that many forecasters anticipated. But it doesn't mean that you are thankful there's just this one if it turns out to be devastating. And Tampa hasn't been hit by a major hurricane in over a century. And so this is something different. A lot of people on the roads and trying to get out, and just would ask that you would be really smart and really safe and take care of your people. Take care of your people, and of course, take care of your pets. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are actually spending the week practicing in Miami. And it's something new that Brady's never dealt with in his career, to think about preparing for a game that's coming up in week number 4. But also Brady, along with pretty much everybody else who is part of the Buccaneers organization, whose families are in town, right? So that's not always the case. You don't always have these guys with their families in town. But if you have families to deal with and families to move and worry about and take care of, well, it's not just football. There's so much else on your plate. And so there's a lot that goes into this week that threatens to pull you away from football, not to mention you're out of your regular routine.
Seems like pretty intense hurricane coming our way. I don't think any place is very well suited for a hurricane to hit, but everyone in this area will be in our thoughts and prayers as we go through it. I know our team is going to have to adjust, go to Miami and practice there for the week. And then hopefully we can come back later in the week and play against the Chiefs Sunday night. So a lot of things can happen in a short period of time. And I think it's suited for all of us to stay adaptable to the situation. I don't think that anyone's really prepared for this. They're talking about pretty high storm surges, and it's a scary thing. I will say that it's a scary thing when it really hits your doorstep.
So just one athlete speaking for one team and one family, but there are millions more who are in the path of Ian. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Producer Jay already monitoring your questions that are coming in for Ask Amy Anything. So you can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And so we'll do that. We've put it back in its rightful spot. The same spot where it's inhabited, that same time slot it's inhabited essentially for the better part of the last 9 years. This was something that I stumbled on when I was in the weekend time slot, so doing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. And so for that reason, it's a fixture and people get used to it. You all get used to it. We tried moving it around a little bit, not much. It just didn't feel right. It didn't fit. It felt uncomfortable and awkward, like a pair of shoes that aren't your right size and you never can break them in. So we put it back to the third hour and we make it at 1:40 if I can get out on time, 1:40 a.m. Central Time, 4:40 a.m. Eastern Time. Jay, why are you looking like you want to say something?
I like that we gave it a shot at another time. You know, you live and you learn. And then, you know, people didn't like it. Didn't work out. But we tried. We gave it a shot.
I mean, I didn't really love it myself. So I don't know that it's about people. It's mostly about me. I didn't feel like
people.
We're
people. People didn't like it.
Is that what you meant? People didn't like it? As in Jay and I, we didn't like it?
No finger pointing over here.
I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's not rocket science. It's just sports radio. So send your questions to our show Twitter again, After Hours CBS or my Twitter. And you can also vote for the TD of the week. We haven't yet seen that poll close. We'll let you hear the candidates coming up following this next break. Let's see. What else is going on that I think is worthy of talking about here on the show? There's actually so much. I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek. I am not ready. I've actually said this to producer Jay multiple times. And I've had a couple of other friends who've also pointed out to me that hoops and hockey are back. No, I'm not ready. You will not find me sitting around watching the start of the regular season in either the NBA or the NHL. Will I pay attention to storylines? Absolutely. Will I watch the initial trends? Sure. But it's not as compelling this time of the year. Now, I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to spit out that line that I hear from a lot of you, which is that the NBA season doesn't start until Christmas, except when actually it didn't start until Christmas. But it certainly it starts, and these games count, and there are some early season storylines that matter. Same thing in the NHL, where we've had some movement, we've had some big contracts. Last year's Stanley Cup postseason was fantastic, and it's always fun to think about the possibilities moving forward when a new season begins. But Jay's already talking to me about, I was like, the Rangers are going to the Stanley Cup final. Oh my God, that doesn't take place until June. Can you knock it off? I can't. I'm about to excommunicate Jay from Hockey Talk because I stop it.
It was one remark.
Exactly. It was not one remark. You've said it four times, and it was right, one preseason game. You said it four times for every goal that the Rangers scored in their first preseason game.
I mean, they look so good.
Oh, my gosh. My eyes roll back in my head, like gloss over.
Good.
It doesn't matter. It's preseason. It's against my religion to even watch preseason. I can't do it. So anyway, there are people out there who are very excited, and I'm happy for you that you're very excited. But every year it happens. Why don't you talk about hockey? Well, because it's freaking October. That's why I don't talk about hockey. I'm not going to be talking about the NBA in October either, other than, again, the major storylines and the headlines that right now are getting a lot of attention. Garnering, such a good word. Really, I guess you can say garner nominations. You can say garner awards. Can you say anything other than garner attention? Garner just seems to fit in only those particular instances. Garner nominations, garner awards, and that one is even kind of awkward, but garner attention. The only time I ever use it is when I'm talking about, it's essentially the same thing as, are you looking it up? Are you Googling it? It's essentially the same thing as attracting or collecting. Those would be the two ways.
I think of garner wages is one that comes to mind.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Collecting wages. That's a good one. Garnering. Garnering wages.
Garnering wages.
Yeah. Garnering, meaning you're collecting wages or you're attracting wouldn't really fit
garner
there.
Garner support. Is that a stretch?
I mean, no, I like it. You can collect support if you like. Am I collecting support here on the show? I'm actually might be the opposite. I might be like, repelling support here on the show. Earlier today, my brother used the word, oh, shoot, gosh, he used such a good word on the phone. We were talking on the phone, and I was like, oh, my gosh, Matt, I got to use that on the show. So now I'm going to have to remember what the word was because it was so great. And he laughed, and I said, oh, you know me. I like to show off my big vocabulary. He's like, I know. It's true. Anyway, so garner is a word that I don't use very often, but I do when it comes to support or, I guess, now wages, but I mean, we garner so little wages here in radio that's really not worth talking about.
There's not much garnering going on.
There's not much garnering. There's more divvying up and paying out, but not much garnering. Don't you love those paychecks that are already spent before you get them?
Yeah, I mean, like all of them, yeah.
Well, yeah, so this one coming up is already spent before we get it. Though the month of September has featured three paychecks. That's always nice.
That's pretty good. You'll
take
those months.
Three payday Fridays. Yeah, it's not like we get extra money, but it feels like it because
oh, no.
You have one more before you pay your rent or your mortgage, which Jay doesn't have either one, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
Must
be nice. Yeah, are you saving for that?
I mean, I guess you could call it that, but it's a slow build. It's a slow climb.
I mean, it took me 5 years to be able to save enough for a down payment on a house. So
oh, the saving's not the issue. It's just the
that must
the
be nice.
Sum.
The savings isn't the issue. Yes, it's we don't do much garnishing or garnering wages, either one of those things. So anyway, back to what I was talking about. There's not going to be a whole lot of yapping about either the NBA or the NHL. And I don't care how many dirty looks Jay gives me about how the Rangers are going to win the Stanley Cup. It's not going to happen in October, so that's not really going to happen. But it is busy.
The eye test.
No, it doesn't matter in October. Oh, my gosh. Do you know who looked dynamic in the month of October last year? Let's not go back to that, okay? It doesn't matter. It's October. Nobody wins a Stanley Cup in October. Nobody wins a World Series in April. Nobody wins a Super Bowl in freaking September. So knock it off. Why are you are you trying to press my buttons right now? Yes, you are.
I told you the second, right after the first period.
No, don't say it again.
That they looked electric.
No! From now on, I'm going to plug my ears or just ban you from talking on the show. That works actually a whole lot easier.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it might. That's a great idea. Silence, as in zip it emoji. What if I take my phone right now and send you an emoji that's got the zipper
I wouldn't be looking
for your
at it.
Mouth? No?
I'd see it during the break and it just would be too late at that point.
It's never too late for you to zip it. You know what else is funny is hearing the Nets management and head coach. Now, I will say Steve Nash seemed a little more real to me. But to hear Sean Marks talk about how wonderful it is and how how the Nets family has truly come back together. So this is the general manager who actually, according to the reports, and we know Joe Tsai publicly supported both Sean Marks and his head coach, Steve Nash. According to the reports, Kevin Durant went to the owner. I mean, he pulled the ultimate power trip, went to the owner and said, either they go or I go. And yet here is Sean Marks taking the high road about how these things happen in a family.
If he wanted out and still wanted out, he wouldn't be here. So you talk about building a culture, and you want people who have the conviction to be here and be part of something bigger than themselves. You heard Kevin talking about the conviction that he has and his legacy at stake and wanting changes around the organization. Those are things that we addressed all summer long, and we'll continue to address those things. I mean, it's never going to be perfect. It's not a perfect situation, but it's how you you have these championship characteristics and you follow those through throughout the offseason into the season, and when adversity strikes, which it will, it always will, it's pro sports, these things happen, and how you respond to those things. And I think that's something that Kevin mentioned this morning, and that's something that we're going to have to work on, as we continue to build this roster and continue to throughout the season.
Kevin and I go way back, so families go through things like this. You go through adversity, you go through disagreements. This is not new to the NBA. This has happened, dozens of times. I'm sure every organization has faced it. So, it's a part of the process. It's a part of working in this business. It's super competitive. We're all, prideful, and we all have expectations. And when we get dinged up like we did last year, everyone's disappointed. We cleared the air, we spoke, we got on the same page. Like I said, we go way back, and we got a lot to be thankful for and a lot to build on. So, I'm glad we got it behind us, and he's been outstanding since we had our chat. He's come in and been amazing in our gym. I think he's put in a tremendous amount of work this summer, as have we. And so everyone's done their part. Now it's time for us to get on the floor tomorrow and come together.
No one in my family has ever said, she goes or I go. Nope. Nobody's ever said that. We've had knockdown dragouts. We've had arguments. We've had disagreements of all types, of course. I don't think that there's any family out there who is immune to family drama. But I've never had a member of my family go to, in this case, would be the matriarch, and say, either she goes or I go. But I appreciate the effort. Good job. Good effort by Steve Nash and Sean Marks. And what else are they going to say, really? I mean, what are they going to say? The owner has chosen to keep them all. But I think it was an interesting point that Sean made with that super cool accent. I wish I could be Australian, or at least have the Australian accent. The point that he made is that if Kevin didn't want to be here anymore, he wouldn't be here. I think it was funny to remember what Kevin said yesterday, which is, they're not just going to give me away. I'm worth a lot more than that. I'm one of the best players in the league, so they can't just flip me for anybody out there. So they essentially told him what he wanted to hear, buttered him up, made it out to be a problem because they can't get what he is worth in return. No team can afford the asking price for Kevin Durant. And so because of that, he feels wanted and loved and appreciated, he and all of his burner accounts. And Sean and Steve know that the owner backed them and that the owner wasn't going to respond to Kevin's ultimatum. And so there's something to be said for being both publicly and privately validated. And now they all just have to figure it out. I agree that relationships can be repaired. And I certainly agree that when it comes to pro sports, you're going to get a lot of this. I can't help but wonder, though, when the next year goes by, if we're in the same exact place, because Kyrie's contract will have run out. He doesn't have an extension I don't know if anything changes. Will the Nets be willing to give him the extension that he wanted, even though he's at this point kind of unreliable, and he's been unreliable for a good portion of his career? He's got a track record in multiple cities for multiple franchises. So that all remains up in the air. We don't know whether or not the relationships can be repaired past this year. But we do know that this year, they're going to work together. Kumbaya. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying that everything's happy. I'm buying that they've agreed to put the stuff aside for the purposes of a common goal and because they have no other choice.
Embrace it.
Either they work together or somebody's got to go. And right now, nobody's leaving.
We get this party started.
Don't touch the pumpkin. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page.
Touching the pumpkin.
In October, I touch all kinds of pumpkins. And so you can send us your questions for Ask Amy Anything. You can vote for TD of the Week. You'll hear those candidates coming up. And then we'll continue marching forward through the Hump Show just because that's what we do. I told you I've got some fun surprises for you, though. The show is...
I'm Mandy Bell.
And I'm Sarah Langs.
We're reporters for MLB.com, and our new podcast, Fielding Questions, will explain why baseball players are so superstitious, what separates the best ballparks from the rest, and all those other things you always wanted to know about baseball. You know, the greatest sport in the world.
You can subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.
I'm Mandy Bell.
And I'm Sarah Langs.
We're reporters for MLB.com, and our new podcast, Fielding Questions, will explain why baseball players are so superstitious, what separates the best ballparks from the rest, and all those other things you always wanted to know about baseball. You know, the greatest sport in the world.
You can subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing if not full of surprises. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. It's a Touchdown Tuesday on After Hours.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
One man to beat 10. He's gone.
They throw in the end zone. Touchdown. Hey, the guy missed. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown. Southern Salting into the end zone. Touchdown.
To cast your vote for the TD of the week, head to @AfterHoursCBS on Twitter or give us a call at 855-212-4227. Los Angeles Rams.
5 first downs for the Rams. They're set up at the top of the red zone from the 20. It's a jet sweep. Cooper Kupp's got the edge. 20, 10. Cooper Kupp, speed to burn. Touchdown, LA! Did Cooper Kupp score today? It's Sunday. Of course he did. Keep the streak alive.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Hurts back. Hurts looking. Hurts firing. Devontae Smith, touchdown! He caught it in the corner of the end zone. Again, he went skyward.
The Slim Reaper.
How did they get that off? You know what? They don't have a number one and a number two receiver. They have two number ones, Brown and Smith.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Cousins out of the shotgun with no timeouts, trailing 24-21. Takes the snap, straight drop. He's going to fire right. Yes! T.J. Osborne! You're so cold-blooded! Touchdown! And the Vikings have taken a 27-24 lead!
And this place has woken up.
The Indianapolis Colts.
16th play of the drive, 29 seconds left. It is 2nd and 10 to the 12-yard line. Colts down by 4. Ryan backs the pass, looking, fires upfield into the end zone. It is caught! Jelani Woods! Touchdown! INDY! 2 touchdowns today for the rookie! And the Colts with 6 more on the board, they lead it 19-17 with 24 seconds to play!
That was my choice, but don't let me influence your voting. If you haven't voted yet, After Hours TD of the Week, about an hour left before those polls close. But yes, Jelani Woods with the go-ahead touchdown in the final minute. For me, Matt Ryan to the rookie, that was a game winner, and that was worth being the top choice for the week. But we also had the KJ Osborne go-ahead TD. So you hear Matt Taylor on Colts Radio, Paul Allen on Vikings Radio. Devontae Smith, man, he was cold-blooded to be sure, but it seemed like every catch that he made, and there were 7 of them, I believe, in the first half for the Eagles against the Commanders, more than 150 yards receiving, every single one of them was acrobatic and was this just jaw-dropping feat of strength. And then Cooper Kupp, 9 consecutive games with a touchdown, but for the first time in his career, he's not catching it. He's running after it. So JB Long on Rams Radio and Merrill Reese on Eagles Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Oh, look at that. And so you can vote for TD of the Week because it is that time of the week again. And while you're on our social, easy to find, one-stop shopping, make sure you post your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Now, I know we were joking a bunch at the end of our last show about the butt punt and the fact that the NFL actually stirred the pot. If you haven't seen it, this is fantastic. And maybe you have, but maybe you haven't. And so it's worth going back to again that the NFL on, let's see, it would have been, what, Tuesday is the 27th, right? Okay, it would have been Sunday night. It would have been Sunday night late. When someone brilliant inside the NFL's offices decided, whoever's in charge of their social media, to post this photo that we have used on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and it's literally coming from the NFL account. And it's the butt of Trent Sherfield with a ball stuck to it. Like it just is a still photo that's worth 1,000 words, right? And no joke, Thomas Morstead's foot that has just kicked that ball is probably within, 9 inches of Sherfield's A double curvy roads. And so you've got the still photo, which in and of itself is hysterical, but then the NFL captioned the photo with, "Is this the greatest photo of all time?" That's the part that I can't get over. Somebody in the NFL offices. Now, clearly it's someone who does social media for a living, because not only is it not capitalized at the beginning of the sentence or the question, but there's no question mark. So I don't know if that means it's rhetorical or the person was hurrying to get it out there and didn't really care if they used proper grammar and pronunciation or proper grammar and semantics, excuse me. But yeah, the NFL, is this the greatest photo of all time? And this is an account that has 31.1 million followers. So it's been viewed by a hell of a lot of people. Stirring the pot, if you will. But then Charmin, yes, I do mean the toilet paper company, who really enjoyed the pandemic because of the extra traffic that it was getting on its Twitter account. Charmin quotes the photo with, "Those cheeks are going to need something soft. Check your DMs." And then 2 eyeballs, the eyeball emoji. Oh, I love, Jane, I love the eyeball emoji. We use that eyeball emoji fairly frequently.
It's a good one.
What would you say is your favorite emoji, Jay? I feel like we use that one a lot. You use the fireball a lot.
I do like the fire. The eyeball's got to be up there, though. That's instant top 5, I think. Mm. Just off the top of my head, yeah.
I use all the different color hearts. I can't help it. Almost all of my texts have hearts. A lot of my tweets have hearts, too. I have heart. What am I going to say? So Trent Sherfield's Twitter is at channel_10. And he was also part of the Charmin tweet and then hashtag butt punt. So on that note, People are still analyzing this particular moment. I mean, Pat McAfee did a whole video breakdown of it on the Monday Night Mannings. And Tom Brady on his podcast / radio show Let's Go actually has a different perspective on the butt punt.
You could wonder if there's any imprint of any dimples as it made its mark, literally. So that was pretty unique. And I, you know, part of being a part of the lore of, you know, the butt fumble, I was at that game. And the best part about that was I didn't see it live. I really didn't know what happened. And I got back to my hotel that night and I stayed in New York that night. It was a Thursday night game and I got to see my son the next day, who was living in New York at the time. And it was about 12 o'clock. I got back to my hotel and I turned on one of the networks and they were replaying the game. And I saw the butt fumble. And the first time I saw it, I laughed out loud to myself in a room by myself for 20 seconds because I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life in sports. And the fact that our team was on the beneficiary of it and I was on the sideline still makes it one of the funniest things I ever remember in sports. I don't think yesterday topped it, but it was pretty funny.
So, butt punt or butt fumble, Marco, which one's funnier?
The butt fumble can't be topped with that. There's a couple things.
No, poor Mark Sanchez.
Well, I mean, there's a few things. One, you ran into your own player. I mean, you just ran into his rear end.
Of him.
That's what I mean. You ran into your own player's rear end because you kind of spazzed out. So that's part of it. This, you know, they won the game, so that kind of softens the blow a little bit too. The Dolphins actually won the game. It wasn't that big a play. There wasn't as much ineptitude surrounding the whole play itself. So I'm going butt fumble. Easy. Easy.
I just love that Tom Brady didn't even see it when it was happening, didn't have any idea, right? And he goes back to his hotel room and watches it like he's doing film study and laughs his ass off.
Well, I mean, if you're on the sideline, all you see is that there's a fumble. Right. That would be it. Why would you know? I mean, you know, you grab your helmet, you get on the field, you go. Like, why would you?
Fantastic.
And I want to say, like, didn't the Patriots score like 21 points in like a minute span?
Oh, see,
that game was over like in 2 seconds.
Like that. I can't remember that. I just know it was Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was Thanksgiving night.
And I was, yes, and I was in the car actually initially listening to the game on the radio because a friend and I were driving to New Hampshire to do some tax-free shopping. And so we're in the car. I'm listening to it on the radio. And then I later see it. I mean, they did a pretty good job of breaking it down on the radio. But I later see it. And it's like, OMG, that will never be replicated ever. He'll never live that down.
Yeah, I was working. So I was in a studio by myself, one of those little like phone booth things from a different job. And I want to say, covering the Jets that night, there was like a 44-0 or so. It was a disaster zone.
Yes, it was
from
terrible.
From start to finish. So, right. You know, sitting there by yourself already on Thanksgiving watching this debacle. Now, luckily, I'm not a Jet fan, but I was kind of like, oh, God, can the game end? Can I go home? Like, can we get finish this up? It was just such a mess.
Oh,
at least that
fantastic.
Made it funny. But it was just such an awful game.
Yes. So coming up an hour from now, Ask Amy Anything. So show questions or questions to our show Twitter, excuse me, After Hours CBS on our Facebook page too. Coming up, I don't know. We'll see if we can get all the QB news in. But if we have to, we'll break it up AFC and NFC. And I mean, we've still got 2 hours to go. So Josh has sent me this tweet. Are you taking phone calls? I mean, that's not up to me. You're asking the wrong person. I'm not the gatekeeper. Producer Jay would be the gatekeeper. So. But the number is 85.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.TV is the home of streaming baseball. Home or away, catch all the MLB action this season with live and on-demand content across all your devices. Enjoy MLB Big Inning, select pregame and postgame coverage, and an expanded library of highlights and content. Never miss a moment of the action with MLB.TV. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.TV. Blackout and other restrictions apply.
I'm Mandy Bell.
And I'm Sarah Langs.
We're reporters for MLB.com, and our new podcast, Fielding Questions, will explain why baseball players are so superstitious, what separates the best ballparks from the rest, and all those other things you always wanted to know about baseball. You know, the greatest sport in the world.
You can subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field, and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.
521-242-27.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Murray back to throw, and it is. Is it tossed? Oh my goodness, it's caught! DeAndre Hopkins caught it!
Dapper from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp got it! Touchdown, LA!
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got it!
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught, touchdown, Kansas City.
Hand off to Eckler again, no, Herbert keeps it, end zone, touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap, Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five, into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
It's not quite that time of the week again, but we are getting close, baby. It's week 4 this week. Just say that out loud for a second with me. Week 4. How did we get to week 4? And man, there was a lot of news about quarterbacks. And there's some real good matchups coming up this week, which of course always feature those quarterbacks that we obsess over. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of attention on Tua because not only are the Dolphins one of the remaining 3-0 teams now, but he was wobbly. He had to leave the field in the second quarter of last week's game against Buffalo. And according to everyone who's around Tua, this was not a head injury. It was a back injury. But certainly it limited him and made him wobbly. He couldn't stand up straight. So now on Tuesday, Tua, how are you feeling?
I've been up here getting treatment, doing everything I can to get, as close to 100% as possible. Yeah, that means, after all of this, staying as long as I have to until these guys have to go home.
In other words, round-the-clock rehab. You've got the best treatment. You've got the best therapists and doctors and medical care and certainly the best technology. So, yeah, you essentially live at the facilities when you're trying to recover in rehab with a date in mind. And for the Dolphins, it's a quick turnaround because it's Miami on the road at the Bengals. I'm glad that the Dolphins are on the road. So on the road at the Bengals for Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. As it turns out, both Tua and Joe Burrow have a mutual respect. In fact, they are friends with one another and will be, of course, on opposite sidelines for Thursday.
I look forward to the challenge that their team presents us. Knowing that they were the AFC champs last year, I mean, they're a really good team, and, I wouldn't say it's necessarily me versus Joe, but I'm just excited that this is an opportunity for our team that we get, that, our first 4 games are extremely tough games, so we welcome that, and I would say as a team, we're excited for it.
We've been around each other. He texted me when I got injured, and I texted him when he got injured. And so we've stayed in contact since we played against each other last.
Tua and Joe, Thursday Night Football, the undefeated Dolphins against the Bengals, who looked a lot better this past weekend. Now, keeping in mind who they were playing, of course, but what matters to me most, what stood out to me most in this game is that against the Jets, one sack of Burrow. Do you know in the 2 previous games, both losses, coincidentally, not so coincidentally, but the 2 games before that, he had a combined 13 sacks in the first 2 weeks, but only one sack, whereas it was Joe Flacco who got sacked 4 times and had 4 turnovers. So Joe Burrow was relatively clean in week number 3.
Yeah, it was awesome. Those guys are just getting better and better for us. They're going to continue to improve, and we're going to continue to put them in better positions as well.
Remember, it was the newly rebuilt offensive line that was supposed to be the big improvement for a team that went to the Super Bowl in 2022 or the 21 season, but did not start out that way. And there's no shortcut to cohesion and to consistency on the offensive line. I talk to O linemen all the time. The only way that you get that comfortability factor and that familiarity is to play together, is to take snaps together. And so that team, that line, that unit is trying to get it together because that team desperately needs the offensive line to play well and to protect its quarterback to have any type of success. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. For the Indianapolis Colts, they also get their first win, same as the Bengals in week number 3. And this despite the fact that Matt Ryan had a couple of fumbles in this game that led to Chiefs touchdowns. Now, it's a big surprise. You all picked this as the craziest Monday mortification, the Kansas City Chiefs losing to the Colts. And still, you'd have to go back and kind of break it all down. But what is a concern to the Colts, and we know Falcons fans feel this, is Matt Ryan's fumbling issues. 7 of them so far this season, with the 2 against Kansas City. And so offensive coordinator Marcus Brady was being asked about Matt Ryan's tendency to play fumble rooski.
Definitely concerning. You know, we stress that all the time. Ball security is number one. We gotta possess the ball. And he's continued working on it. He just gotta do a better job when he gets out the pocket of, you know, keeping 2 hands on the ball. And then some of it's added to just the amount of pressure that he's getting as well. So it's a collective group fix there. So everybody's gotta do their part in getting us better.
The Falcons hosting the Browns this weekend, week 4, Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta, Georgia. All right, looking at some of the other matchups, the Pittsburgh Steelers will take on those New York Jets. This game taking place at Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. And Mike Tomlin actually has a very healthy respect for one Joe Flacco.
Flacco's played for them thus far in the regular season. We're very familiar with Joe. Joe's very familiar with us. He still has a very big arm. He's good in big moments. He makes great decisions. He's unflappable. He always has been, and that appears to remain to be the same. I'd imagine the Jets are excited about having a guy with his experience and resume under the circumstances being a signal caller for him.
Now, Zach Wilson could play this weekend. There is a chance that the second-year quarterback for the Jets is back on the field. But if not, it's Flacco. A lot of people calling for a quarterback change from Mitch Trubisky to the rookie Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh. It's not happening. We talked about it last week. If you missed it, it's on our podcast, After Hours, AmyLawrence.com. Tomlin actually believes he's seeing major steps forward in Trubisky's game.
In all areas, in decision-making and where he's going with the ball, the time in which he's making decisions, the prudent use of mobility, whether it's by schematics or by ad lib, but just generally all areas.
So the Jets are on the road at the Steelers. I wish I had more time, Mike Tomlin. Thank you. The New York Giants are no longer undefeated, but another opportunity at home hosting the Bears. There will be no Sterling Sharp, torn ACL, and Saquon Barkley, sorry, Sterling Shepard, I do that all the time. Saquon Barkley says, hey, this loss that we just suffered is not on our quarterback.
That's our leader. That's our guy. And we got his back. We got to do a better job. Offensive wise, to make plays for him and help him out. That pass right there, the angle that I had, that play looked crazy. But I'm thankful for him. The way that he comes to work every single day, the way that he pushes me, pushes all the other guys. And like I said, it's early in the season. We're gonna keep getting better.
Saquon defending Daniel Jones on NFL Network. So you've got the Giants at 2-1 in the NFC East, and the Cowboys with Cooper Rush also 2-1. Jerry loves his quarterback.
Let me say this. He's certainly playing as well as anybody could have expected. There's no question. He understands this offense. He has got the makeup for a top quarterback, and I underline the word makeup for a top quarterback. And we're very fortunate. The purpose of the backup quarterback in the NFL is to be able to step in and have your team function on all the cylinders without having to give up some of your offense that the starter usually takes with him when he leaves.
I don't think he was serious about quarterback controversy, but what he meant is, hey, if the team can play as well and continue to win with Cooper Rush as the starter, then it's a win-win for everybody. It's okay if you have two really good quarterbacks. Now, coming up, Aaron Rodgers will do a little bite me as the Packers have the Patriots this weekend. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.